Choftes Cheshvan, Wednesday the 30th November, Rabbi Meir Markovic, Mechiras HaBechoiro.
This week's parasha is Tolos. We learn about that Yitzchak gave birth to Yaakov and Esau, and then the Torah continues that Esau was beloved by Yaakov because he was Esau was beloved by Yitzchak because. Side befiv, according to one of the Pshatim, was he gave him food to eat, and Rivka loved Yaakov. Then the Torah continues that by Yozed Yaakov, Nozed Yaakov was cooking lentils. So Rashi brings down already that this was the Yom HaMisa of Avraham Avinu, and after the Misa. After Kfura, they're feeding him lentils. And Esav came when he was hungry. The shaila is, what was Bechlal Yaakov doing in the kitchen? Yaakov Gevena Ish Tom Yosheva Olim. He sat and learned in the tents of Shem and the tent and the Shiva of Eber. What was he doing Bechlal in the kitchen? That was the taqid of Esav. What was he doing in the kitchen? So the Ohr Chaim HaKodesh says over here that Yaakov saw that Esau was beloved by Yitzchok because of the Tzayit. So Yaakov was copying the example of Esau and he was cooking for him at Hashem. The Torah continues that Esau came in and he was tired. So Yaakov saw his chance. The Torah HaMorah brings down from the Medrash HaNelam, that his Rebbes, the Rebbes of Yaakov Avinu, Shem Va'eva, gave him this idea that he should try and get the Bechora from Esau. So at this moment of time, Yaakov saw it was a good opportunity, and he says, you're hungry, you want the lentils, sell me your Bechora. So Esau says, I'm going to die. Anyhow, I'll give you the Bechora. So Yaakov said, swear to me, shoveli, he made a shvur, and Yaakov gave to Esau, he gave him the adashim, and he sold the bechayer. In the medrash over here, the medrash says that ma ro Yaakov litin nafshay ala bechayer. Yaakov was moisa nefesh to get the Bechira. What was the mesiras nefesh of Yaakov to get the Bechira? Yaakov was Amud HaChesed. Titein emes le Yaakov. Amud HaChesed. Yaakov had to use a midah of Ramoy's cheating, which is the exact opposite of Chesed, in order for him to get the Bechira. And that was the opposite of Yaakov. And that was his Mesiras Nefesh of Yaakov in order to acquire the Bechira. And later on in the Pasha we have the same sort of idea with Yaakov also stealing the brochas. He also did Ramos in order to get the Bechira, to get the brochas. Now, there's three questions over here I would like to address, which was by Yaakov acquiring the Bechira. Number one, he acquired the Bechira through Ramois, through cheating. Are we allowed to cheat? One shayla. The second shayla is, Esav sold to Yaakov the Bechira for Nezid Adashim. Nezid Adashim is a bit of lentils. It doesn't cost very much. The Bechira is worth a lot more. Bechira, it should be a shayla for Maino. He's selling Bechira for a bowl of lentil soup. If it's more than a shtus, I know, more than a sixth of the value, then the bitl mekach. So how was it? How was bechal over here the mekach chal? It should be a problem over here. No. Thirdly, and this is a big. This is raised by many. We're showing in this problem that the pashas the bechayra is not today. The bechayra is pishnayim la'acha misas yitzchok. So if it was Pishnai Lacha Mitzvah Yitzchok, it's a Dover Shaloi Ba La'ilom. And the klal is that Moses showing him the whole Paskin, the Ida Shittas Rashi in Kiddushin, that Paskin, that Dover, he Paskins, that Dover Shaloi Ba La'ilom is Chal. But all the other Rishonim hold no. A Dover Shaloi Ba La'ilom is not Chal. So how, according to all those other Rishonim, how did this Mechira take place? It's a Dover Shaloi Ba La'ilom. Who? The Gemara says in Bar Matzia, Dr. Zion, the person says, I'm selling today my She'irash me'abo, if I'm going to Yashin for my father, is not chal. So it's not, the king is not chal. It's a dover shloi bo lo ilom. He doesn't have it today.
He had the brochus for that.
Pardon?
He had the brochus because of that.
That?
The brochus from Yashin.
Say this, and we want to know. How did it work?
Can I ask you, what was the Ramos? What was the Ramos in getting the Bechira? He did a deal. He sold him the Bechira.
Yeah, but
where's the Ramos?
He got him at his low point. You know, the guy was at the low point, then you could get him like that way. He had like no sort of option but to sell it to him.
Why didn't he have the milk?
He was about to die. He was so weak. He was weak from hunger. He was running around. He was running around 3-4 days without food. He was weak from hunger. He was about to die. So the Dasa Kenim says over here. Bring that over here. The nimsa was safe from Yehuda Chosid. From Yehuda Chosid, that mikana talome. That from here we learn out. Sheim yesh b'yad rosha safe at Torah mitzvah cheres. If you got a rosha, you see a rosha. He's holding a safe at Torah. Any other mitzvah, the mutter le tzadik l'rumoisa yitlo mimenu. A tzadik is allowed to cheat him in order to get the mitzvah away from him. Similar, we find the Shara Tshuva brings down in Simon Tov Pei Beis. He brings down from the Tshuva's Beis Yehuda. There was a Shaila. There were two people stuck in jail over Pesach, and they only had one kezayis matzah between the two of them. Pashas the matzah. The matzah was hefka, and he paskin that what they should do is. Call the alim gubar. The stronger one should take the matzah, and he should become the mitzvah nachila matzah. It's not the same sort of idea of cheating, but it's also a bad sort of midah. But we see from here, from these two places, I call upon him, that in order every person needs mitzvahs. That is our olam haba. Therefore, a person should do whatever he can. He's allowed to cheat in order to become a mitzvah because he needs it for his nefesh.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not talking about Gezel. I'm not talking about Gezel. But Gezel passed mitzvah Vavayim, but if you steal a mitzvah, then you have to pay. You have to pay Asar Zubim.
Cheating.
Cheating. You're doing a thing to get it. No one. No one has a mitzvah etzem. You're just doing. You're taking. You're doing it in Isha.
But it was not saleable. Maybe his birthright, his firstborn, is not saleable. It's always going to be the firstborn.
So we're going to address that. The Gabi, the Ramoy is a cheating. It's allowed. It's allowed to cheat. You're allowed to cheat. Now, what about Einor? Einor, he sold him the Bechira for something which was. For a bowl of lentil soup. The Arishonim, the Rashbam, and others over here that do say that they, even though the Torah doesn't mention it, but he bought the Bechira with money. He paid a lot of money for the Bechira. And the idea of the lentil soup is as we find by Lavan and Yaakov, when Yaakov ran away from Lavan. So Lavan chased after him, and they got together, and they made a pact. They made a bris, and after they made the bris, they sat down and they ate together. So the idea of eating the Nazid Hadoshim was after the mechira was to be mechazik the ma'aseh mechira. The mechira happened with money, and we sit down together and make a suda for after the event. Oh, but the mechira never happened with the Nazid Hadoshim. Mechira happened with money. But our statement Tainus, he wants to suggest something a bit.
How did you get money?
Where did he get money? It could be that day. That was the day Avraham Avinu died, and Avraham Avinu got the very great solution. It's probably less time for the grandchildren as well. So Avshalom says, "Klape the din of Einor is." He says, "Einor depends on what you place, on what the moicher places a value to." The moshel. If you go to an antique dealer, and he's got a first print of let's say Sefer Shirosh Moldavadak, first print. It's worth thousands of pounds, and the dealer sells it you for £5. So if you buy it from the dealer for £5, that's definitely Einor, and the mekach, the transaction becomes null and void. But if you go to the antique dealer and you find there a Mesilas Yeshorim, which belonged to your great grandfather, and the antique dealer is selling it for 50p. So you're going to buy it for 50p. You want to pay for it £100 because it belongs to your great-grandfather. His name is written inside it. But the bottom line is, you go with the value of what the seller is giving it to. For the antique dealer, this Mesilas Yeshorim is only worth 50p, even though for you it might be worth £100. So similarly over here, Dr. Steinman over here, the same sort of idea. Esav's whole shavius to the Bechira was Nezid Adoshim. That's what his value was, Nezid Adoshim. If that was the value of Nezid Adoshim, then therefore there's no problem of Einor when Esav sold the Bechira for Nezid Adoshim.
Same with
that.
Sorry?
No,
but you know.
To him as well, it's worth £25.
What the Radak. Yeah. But we know Klapper the Veld. We know Klapper the Veld that this safer is worth much more. He doesn't know. He's making a mistake.
But here,
this is what Asa gave the value. Here, this is what Asa gave the value to.
Mistake.
Just a bowl of lentil soup.
It's no mistake. He's happy. He's happy with £5.
Esav gave the value for the Nezid Adoshim. That was his value. But if the antique dealer would know that it's worth more than £5, he'd be running, jumping back, I want more money. This is what the value is.
But he's jumping.
Pardon?
That's not everything.
No, but this is what the...
I know that I want to sell a house. I know Yenon is ready to pay £100, but somebody else around the corner, if I tell him, he's ready to give 150 because he's got whatever reasons. So it doesn't make it...
But that is the shabbiest... This is what the shabbiest what Esav gave to the Nezidat Hashem. That was the Sus of Achira. His only value to him was the Nezidat Hashem. That was his. He knew what you were selling, and that was the value you gave to it.
Rashi in Chumash learns what was he selling over here.
So Rashi says that the fish avoided in Chayrus. Omar Yaakov ain Rosha there Gedai Chi Yaakov Hakadosh Baruch Hu. All he was selling over here, he wasn't selling any mama, nothing, no monetary thing. Only thing he was selling was the avoider of Chayrus. Are they learned Rashi? The Mepharshim ask Rashi. You have a Kohen who goes to Yisrael and he says to him, you know what, buy me, I'll sell you my Bechorah, £100, £200, £500, I'll sell you my Kohana, and you become a Kohen. Now what would you tell him? Nothing happened over here. You can't sell Kohana. So how could you sell, so just like you can't sell Kohana, how could you possibly sell Bechorah? And they bring the Mepharshim on Rashi. So the Mizrahi answers that there wasn't no actual Mechira actually happened. I know the Torah state Mechira wasn't a Mechira. No, it was. The whole idea of Yaakov was he didn't want Esav to do the Avodah. He saw Esav was a Rasha. He was trying to prevent Esav from doing any Avodah. So that's the way he got Esav to agree that they will be equal, no Bechorah, and therefore he won't, and therefore Esav won't do any Avodah. And he made him, and Yaakov made Esav do the Shvur that afterwards Esav shouldn't come along with kindness. So that was the whole matara of the Mechira. Not a Mechira, just to get Esav off from doing the Bechor.
You're saying in reality Esav was still the Bechor and Yaakov did not become the Bechor according to that.
So the shaykh is how he came out.
He fooled Esav into believing that he was no longer the
Bechor. No longer Bechor, yeah. Pardon? No, I'm saying you can't buy a Kohen Rusha. You can't. He never bought the Bechor. He can't buy a Bechor. You can't become a Bechor. So all he did was he got Esav to be mevater from being Bechor. And he made a shvur on it. He's not going to do a Bechor. He's not going to do Avodah. Yaakov couldn't stand the thought that Esav is going to do Avodah. So he didn't want the right. So he sold him.
How can he sell it? That he was the
right to the avodah. He didn't really sell it. It was just a siluk. He got him off from doing the avodah.
He passed on his interests.
No, he didn't pass on anything.
He passed his rights.
He didn't. He just gave up on his rights. He waived his rights.
The Batanur himself says that he learns up in Rashi that he couldn't sell the Pishnaim because the Dover Shaloi Bal Oilom and therefore Rashi had to learn that there was only the Avodah he sold. But the money, the Pishnaim is not here. We're talking about the money aspect, it's not here now.
You can sell an option.
A woman can say the ksuba because there's a shibud. There's a shibud on the ksuba. There's no shibud over here. He's got nothing about it. He's got one day of Yashim. He doesn't have anything better. Most we shown him do learn that there was here a mechira of Pishnaim. So according to Rashi in Chumash it's very good. There was no mechira of Pishnaim. There was no problem of Dovah Shleim and Olam. There's no problem of Einor. Hagam, as we mentioned, that Rashi himself, we mentioned earlier, that Rashi himself passes in Kiddushin that does help a mechira of the Dovah Shleim and Olam. So it's a shtick of the Oron, the Batanuro, who wants a tiny in Rashi, that the reason why Rashi didn't want to say Pishanayim because of Dovah Shleim Bala Olam. But Rashi himself passes in Kiddushin that Dovah Shleim Bala Olam does chal. Let's tell that to get a good. But most Yishonim do learn that there is a musik of they did sell the Pishanayim. So we could suggest another answer based on the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota Nemzon. That there was a mechira. The Gemara describes that when he came up to bury Yaakov Avinu in Ma'aras HaMachpelah, Esav came running and he said, "There's eight burial spots in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. You've taken Leah, and I, the last place left over, is mine." So they told him, the Shvatim told him, "What do you mean, Esav? You sold it." So he said, "You're right, I sold the Bechira, but the Chelek HaPoshet I never sold. So I am the same as Yaakov." So Rashi is Masbi over here. Rashi explains the Gemara that I sold the Bechira to Yaakov. In left over, and the Rashi's mouth, what does it mean he sold the Bechira? So Rashi says, "V'loi etol pi shenayim elo komoyu. I'm only taking pi shenayim like him. So shteta in Rashi that there was a mechira, but it wasn't a mechira of that Yaakov becomes a Bechor. The idea was that he sold the Bechor, that similar to what he says in Chumash, there was no Bechor at all. In Chumash, Rashi says the vort is Klapad Avoda. Here, Rashi in Gemara and Sota, Rashi is learning that Yaakov, Esav sold the Bechor to Yaakov, Le'inyan, that there should be no Bechor, they should be exactly equal. So therefore, that's Esav's taina to the Shvatim. There's eight burial places. There's two left over. So now me and Yaakov are the same. We're both. There's no din b'choy. One place goes to Yaakov, and one place goes to me. Yaakov buried Leah, and the last burial spot is for me. That is the taina of Esav to the Shvatim. Now, how did this mechira sort of work? It wasn't a proper sort of mechira. It's vacant from the Ksoisa Choshen. He also asked the Kasha, how could he sell it? It's a dovah shaloi bo la'olam. How can you do a kinyan on a dovah shaloi bo la'olam? And for the Ktois, that over here, it wasn't a kinyan, it was a siluk. A dovah shaloi bo la'olam, you can't do a kinyan on it, but if you've got something coming to you, you can turn around today and say, when it comes to me, I don't want it, and it's not mine. And that's called siluk. Now, Pishanayim is a matot, the Torah, the Gemara calls it, is different to a regular Yerusha. You can't be Mesalik from regular Yerusha, but you can be Mesalik from Pishanayim, because the Torah calls it a Matona, and a Matona, you can say, I don't want it, the Matona which is coming to me, I don't want it, and therefore I'm being Mesalik from the Pishanayim. So does that could be pshat here in Rashi as well, that there was no mechiras b'chayra. All Esav did was he was mistalik himself from the b'chayra, and therefore there was no Esav felt that there was no b'chayra at all. No, that was Esav's taina. No b'chayra. How taka, according to this, how did Yaakov taka get the b'chayra? So we could efshet say. There is all the yoshim, they are like shutfin. So if you have shutfin in Tamim, and one of the shutfin decides to leave the shutfin, he leaves the shutfin. The other shutfin amimela zoicha. So it could be over here that Esav was masalik himself from the Bechorah, and the Bechorah went to the other shut of Yaakov, and Yaakov became the Bechorah. Yaakov became the Bechorah. So according to Shita's Rashi over here, that there was only a siluk. There was no problem of dover sheloi bol oilam. The Masha asked on Rashi. That in the Gemara in Barbasa is Mavua, the Gemara compares the Mechira of the Vechira of Esav to Yaakov to the same way that Yaakov gave to Yosef a double chelik, a pishanayim. He gave him Satya Choshchem Echad. He gave him a double portion. So it's from the Gemara is Mavua that the Vechira was a proper transaction and not a siluk. So he learns the Gemara a bit differently. We're running out of time. So let me just jump a bit. There's a big rush over here that says a big chiddush. That he says that even as though you can't do a dover sheloi bol olam, you can't do a kinyan on a dover sheloi bol olam, but you can. But if you make a shvua, then the dover sheloi bol olam is chal. The chiddush nifla. The Rivosh brings down. Somebody asked him about this Rosh, and the Rivosh writes about this Rosh that it's not true. It's not true. Can't be true. A dover shaloi bol olam is not chal al yedei shvua. He's arguing, and the Rosh could never said it. No one, it's not true. And he argues with it on strong terms. The Rivosh himself learns that before Matan Torah, there was dover shaloi, you could do a kinyan on dover shaloi bol olam. Be'etzem, that can be explained. The Kiryat Sefer says in Hilchos Mechira that the chiddush of dover shloim bol olam is tetach in pasuk, and that was given over by Matan Torah. So kum tochoyis that only by Matan Torah was this chiddush the halacha of dover shloim bol olam. But before Matan Torah, there was you could do a kinyan on dover shloim bol on the dover shloim bol olam. There's a shaila in Achonim and Rishonim, why you can't do a kinyan on a dover shloim bol olam? So there's rise this way and that way. Basically, what the shaila is that the problem of a dover shloim bol olam is that you pashut can't do a kinyan on a dover shloim bol olam. Pashut can't kinyan on dover shloim bol olam, and therefore you can't do a kinyan. Therefore, it's never chal. Or the problem is in the dover shloim bol olam. It's not a problem in the kinyan. It's a problem in smichas das. Does haste that when you go up to the moicha and the thing is not here, the kech doesn't really have intention. It's not here. It's not going to happen. So the nafkumina would be in this shaila is when the chayra over here would be when the lekeach, when the moicha makes a shvuah. In our scenario, the Moicha made the Shvur, Esau made the Shvur. So now the Esau made the Shvur, if it's the whole promo Dovah Shloi Bola Oilom is, it's a Chsoron in Smichas Das, but now the Esau made the Shvur, so Yaakov will say Mechdas to be Kainer, and therefore a king will be Chal on the Dovah Shloi Bola Oilom. Mashenke, and they take out the Rosh. Mashenke, the Rivosh holds that the Chsoron of Dovah Shloi Bola Oilom is that it's felt in the Kinyan, and therefore doesn't matter if I got Smichas Das or the Nish. Therefore, it's Dovah Shloi Bola Oilom is never Chal at all. The Izra Chaim, you don't have time. Izra Chaim over here, that he's got a mahalach that he takes the mahalach of the Rivosh and the Rosh, and he explains basically there was two parts of the Bechorah. There was the Pishnaim and the Avodah. Also, Pishnaim have a problem of Dovah Shloi Bola Oilom, and therefore I've got to come onto the terrace of the Rivosh. That before Matan Torah, the Dovah Shloi Bola Oilom is Chal. Mashenke in the Indian, the Avodah of the Bechorah is a Dovah She'ein Boi Mamish, and I can't do a Kinyan Dovah She'ein Boi Mamish, and therefore, on that the Shvur helped. The Shvur helped in Dovah She'ein Boi Mamish. Have a look at the Chaim.
Where did the brook come in? Where did the brook come in?